Offer no resistance to one who is evil. Really? Aren't we in a culture war? Aren't we in the age of activism and movements and fighting for your right? Offer no resistance to one who is evil. Won't our doing nothing allow evil to grow everywhere and take over our culture and our world and our families? I would point your attention to Jesus' passion. At every moment, he could have ended it and just said, no more. Stop the Pharisees, stop the Romans, stop the mobs. But instead, like a lamb led to slaughter, he opened not his mouth. He did not return insult for insult. Instead, St. Peter says, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. Why? Because he realized, in his wisdom, that his battle was not with the Pharisees. His battle wasn't with the Romans. His battle was with Satan and death and hell. Which is why at the end, he actually forgives his persecutors, because he realizes, I'm not fighting them. I'm battling evil. And I wonder, are we fighting the right battles? Are we fighting the right battles? Are we fighting with, have we given in to the temptation and our great desire to be right, to be on the right side, to go to war with our family, to go to war with our friends, our coworkers, those on the other side of the spectrum? Jesus' words today remind us, your battle's not with them. Love your enemies. Because notice, he doesn't say do nothing. He doesn't say simply remain quiet and stand there. He gives us direction. Turn the other cheek. Give him your cloak as well. Go a second mile. Because forgiveness and compassion puts evildoers at great risk of conversion. Because our battle's not with them. It's with evil. Are we fighting the right battles? And so to begin to move away from hating our enemies, the church is going to offer us in just a few days the season of Lent. It's already here. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. And we have this profound opportunity to recognize that our battle is with, not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. And so we don't do war on our enemies, we do war on ourselves and what's evil in us and with the enemy. So how do we do that? As you know, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We put one of these in the bulletin this weekend. And just in case you haven't thought about it yet, if you're like me, it's like, what am I going to do? Well, do something that's going to put to death what's deadly in you. To go away from the things that lead us into the wrong battles. Fast from screen time. Come to daily mass once or twice or three times a week. Take a holy hour and bring someone you love. Right? To remove ourselves from the things that cause anger and anxiety and put us into the wrong battles. Give away our money. Almsgiving, right? Great way to detach ourselves from what's not ultimately important, right? What are we going to do? I would encourage you not to simply, we probably have the same things every year, but to fast from what distracts us, from what causes division, from what causes darkness, so that Christ can let his light shine. It says at the very end of the gospel, God's light shines on the good and the bad. And how about we let his light shine on us so that we can let that light shine on those people who live in darkness? It's a great and beautiful time, season of Lent. And what is the Lord calling us to do?